the rebuking soul gets the upper hand over him, until his head comes against the wall of affliction. His deaf ear will not listen to the counsel of his heart. Greed for walnut cake and sugar makes the ears of children deaf to admonitions. When the pain of his abscess begins, do his ears become open to good advice?
This is something that lucky that doesn't work for you, because you don't know it like this. Normally, those group of people, they don't let it happen. In all the time, okay, they will tell the children that don't get a lot of this junk. But the child will take and will not listen. Then he gets it. Then what? Now is the time to tell him this is because of that. If you do this, that will happen again and it will learn. This is practically happening, right? He will bring it here. Why? Listen carefully. Yes.
Then the party, with cupidity and 100 kinds of vain desire, opened the chamber. They swarmed in through the doorway, jostling with each other, like vermin on fetid buttermilk.
This is our... This group of people are that one, which is what? When you have that dew, which is main drinking stuff for in that time, it will have some stuff on top of it, start to rot away. That rotting stuff of the dew, which is the rotten milk, will become that dew. Yes.
They fall on it triumphantly like lovers. There is no possibility of drinking, and both wings are stuck. They look to the left and to the right. There was a torn pair of shoes and a sheepskin jacket. After, they said, this place is not without balm. The shoon are only here as a blind. Hey, bring sharp picks. Try excavation and tunneling.
Ah, this is it. This is the characteristic of these people. When they see this stuff, they don't accept it. Why? Because their expectation is different. Find it in yourself. That where you go, what do you listen to? Your expectation will interrupt your listening and learning if it is wrong. So you have to understand the problem is me, is in here always. Yes.
The party dug and searched in every direction. They dug holes and deep cavities. Thereupon the holes were crying out to them, we are empty holes, O ye stinkers. Accordingly, they were ashamed of that thought and filled up the holes again. In every breast were innumerable lahal. The bird, their greed, was left without any food to peck. The holes in the walls and in the door were informers against them of their futile aberrations. The wall could not possibly be plastered. There was no possibility of denying before eyes. If they make a pretense of being innocent, the wall and floor will bear witness. They were returning to the king, covered with dust, and pale-faced, and ashamed.
Ah, okay. So you made the first step, which is they are here, they tried their best, and they don't accept that they are bad. But the situation is open. The situation is there. They ruined, they dug every place, they didn't fill it correctly, and blah, blah, all of that, right? Just, this is how it happens. Now, they are back to the king, yes.
How the plotters returned from the chamber of Ayaz to the king with empty bags and overcome by shame, as those who thought ill of the prophets, on whom be peace. At the time when their innocence and holiness shall be made manifest. For on the day when faces shall be white and faces shall be black, and he has said, and thou shalt see those who lied against God, their faces blacker. The king, with a purpose, said, "What has happened? For your arms are empty of gold and purses."
And if you see, the king will start with some pretending. He knows what's happening, what's going on. But he pretends that, okay, what happened? How come that you don't have the golds with you? Yes.
"And if you have concealed the pounds and pence, where is the brightness of joy on cheeks and countenance? Although the roots of every rooty are hidden, the leaves, their marks, their faces are green."
This is a point that he wants to add to the subject here, which is very simple. Is what? That, okay, everything has a deep blah, 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 blah secret stuff. There are always the secret stuff that you cannot really dig. But looking at the face of the people, you could see a lot of that. Because that one comes out. It doesn't remain there. It's a thought. So there will be some reaction to that thinking, which you could see in the face of the people. Means what? Means listen. Listen carefully. Yes, you are good at making faces, but it's no use. Because when you make faces, then you get used to making faces, then sometimes you make some faces that will give you up. And it's really bad. So that pretending and making faces has no place in the subject that here we are talking about. Yes.
"Lo, the lofty bough is proclaiming what the root has imbibed, whether it be poison or sugar. If the root is leafless and without sap, what are the green leaves on the bough? The earth lays a seal on the root's tongue. The bough, its hand and foot, is bearing witness."
You see, he went back to the plants and said, the plants, we don't go with microscope, because the branches will show how it's grown up. This is the same way with you. Your physical existence will show off a lot. So that believing in that I hide and I make it invisible to everyone doesn't work. Yes.
"All those trusted began to excuse themselves. They fell prostrate like a shadow in the presence of the moon. In excuse for that heat and boasting and egoism, they went to the king with sword and winding sheet. All of them biting their fingers from shame, and everyone saying, O king of the world, if thou shed blood, 'tis lawful, lawful. And if thou forgive, 'tis grace and bounty. We have done those deeds that were worthy of us. Consider what thou wilt command, O glorious king. If thou forgive our crime, O thou who makest the heart radiant, the night will have shown the qualities of night, and the day, day. If thou forgive, despair will be removed, and if not, may 100 like us be a sacrifice to the king." The king replied.
Oh, before the king replies, what were you listening to? These are a group of people who were talking about me and us. Right? Now, they are talking good. Is it good? No, they are cheaters. These are not good people. So their word even, although it is very good, and they say, oh, you are the king, and we were the blah, 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 all of that is nonsense, because king is not the judge here. You did it to Ayaz. So let's call Ayaz to see what the subject really is. Remember that now Ayaz will start again to the end of the book. Yes.
replied, "Nay, I will not show this clemency or deal this punishment. That belongs to Ayaz." How the king referred to Ayaz the question of accepting the repentance of the plotters who had opened his chamber, or of punishing them, because he judged that the offence had been committed against his honour. This is an offence against his person and honour. The blow is on the veins of that man of goodly ways. Although we are spiritually one, formally I am far from this profit and loss.
Translation, please. Translate this verse. It starts with what? Although me and Ayaz, we are one soul. This is what love is. But when it comes to the judgment, I will not replace him. Because I'm far from the pain of this stuff. Yes, I'm sorry about it and all that, I understand, but the pain is there, therefore he should be the judge, yes?
An accusation against a servant is no disgrace to the king. It is only increasing forbearance and reliance. Inasmuch as the king makes one who is accused, Harun, consider how he will act towards one who is innocent. Deem not the king to be ignorant of anyone's actions. It is only his forbearance that prevents it from being brought to light.
This is the other subject. The reaction of the king is not something you should think about or understand, because it's not like that. He should think about everything, because he's the king. So here, king is talking that, listen, I know a lot, but this is not my place to do this stuff. Yes.
Here, who shall recklessly intercede with his knowledge, except his forbearance? The sin arises at first from his forbearance. Otherwise, how should his awful majesty give room for it? The blood price for the crime of the murderous carnal soul falls on his forbearance. The blood wit is on the kin. Our soul was intoxicated and made beside itself by that forbearance. During its intoxication, the devil snatched away its cap.
Okay, what is this old explanation? He's explaining the source, the beloved. And we say, beloved. Beloved doesn't mix with this stuff. It's somehow, yes, you cannot exclude the beloved. But when you're talking about the pain and the negative stuff, you cannot do that. Because when, yes, everything is his will. But somebody will kill someone else. Here we don't talk about him and his responsibility and his giving and what he gave this one and the other. None of that. When you kill someone, you should pay for that. Yes.
Unless the Saki, forbearance, had poured wine, how should the devil have quarreled with Adam? At the time of knowledge, who was Adam in relation to the angels, the teacher of knowledge and the assayer of coins? After he had drunk the wine of forbearance in paradise, he was confounded by a single trick of Satan. The doses of Anacardium, the lessons by the loving one, had made him sagacious and wise and clever. Afterwards, the potent opium of his forbearance brought the thief to his property. Reason comes to seek refuge from his forbearance. Thou hast been my Saki. Take my hand